Sage looks over, and her gaze is glued to mine. I shouldn't have the feelings I do racing through my veins. She's my agent's girlfriend, or the woman he's dating, at least. I have no idea if they're exclusive or serious, but I'd put money on the answer being no. Not with how much Yoren ignored her on New Year's Eve. Regardless, I need to squash my interest in her and only think of her as a means to an end. She throws the drinks in my face, and I play a good game. Ford escorts them over to a booth next to some of the other guys on the team and waves me over. I blow out a breath and join them because I'm not about to leave Sage in Ford's hands. Not a chance in hell. The thought of his hands anywhere near her makes me want to choke my good friend. The waitress reaches them before I do and takes their drink orders, I assume. Then I approach the table.
Shamrock,
Teddy says and raises her hand for a high five.
Way to go tonight.
I high-five her back and slide in next to Sage. Hey, I say, like some 13-year-old boy who's never talked to a girl. What is my malfunction?
Hi, great game.
I want to ask her if she saw any of it, because every time I looked at her seat, she was on the phone or not there at all. But that would alert her to the fact I was checking up on her. Thanks. I eye her over the rim of my beer mug, so she gets the point that I'm thanking her for more than the compliment. I'm thanking her for tossing the white wine at me. Her small smile says she understands.
So this is what you do when you win?
Teddy looks around the room.
You drink in a bar that has no dance floor?
You want to dance? Ford asks her.
Yeah, and...
She rises up on her knees and looks around.
Where's Tweety?
Ford glances my way and laughs as if this girl can't be serious. I'm sitting right next to her, and she's asking for Tweety? I snicker as Sage thanks the waitress for bringing her a white wine. I snicker again. Then the waitress sets a bottle of beer down in front of Teddy. Tweety isn't here yet, I say.
Oh.
The disappointment is clear in Teddy's tone. She and Sage share a look that says maybe they should just leave. I'm not ready to call it a night with her yet.